And welcome, folks, to this edition of the Hagman Report. It's Wednesday, March 5, 2025. I want to thank you for your belief and trust in this platform and in us. With me, first hour, Austin Brower, healthmasters.com. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. He's got a lot of stuff to talk about. I'm going to bring him on right away, and we're going to get this going. Before I do, you know, right now, right now, there's obviously people, the news today was just encumbered by the discussion about last night's address, 99 minutes. And, you know, I think James Woods put out a pretty interesting post on social media citing the end of Joe Biden, basically, when he checked his watch at Dover Air Force Base. And the end of the Democratic Party when, I believe it was Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas was doing nothing but, checking her phone, social media posts during the last night's address when President Trump was talking about the deceased children. I don't have the exact post, but, I do. Hold on one second here. I thought it was right on the money. Let me see here. I actually don't, but you get the gist of it. And of course, there were hearings today for the head of the NIH. Very important. Also, a really kind of screwed up Supreme Court ruling. And it's complex. I have to say that. It was complex in terms of, okay, how really is this going to work? Is this actually taking away President Trump's ability to govern as a president, as a chief executive officer? And we're going to be getting into that a little bit, because that's a little bit more than what it appears to be. And then, of course, you want to know about President Trump, how absolutely, I mean it, we're not going to send arms to Ukraine. Planes were turned around midway. That's how serious we are. And that's a good thing. Okay. Yet everyone is on the left, and some of the rhinos, some of the Biden Obama holdovers. Boy, they want World War III. Dr. Bhattacharya, as I mentioned earlier, you can't have trust unless you are transparent. And what do we see the NIH do under Francis Collins during that plandemic? Oh, yeah. Anything but transparency. And that lack of transparency is still going on. And then we have some carnage on Capitol Hill during the hearings. But aside from that, let's check in with Austin Brower, healthmasters.com, the Ted and Austin Brower Show. Folks, make sure you tune in every day to the Ted and Austin Brower Show. Necessary show prep, a lot of information dump. There it is on screen, as you can see. And speaking of that, I want to thank those people who have subscribed to Rumble and are following us on Rumble. Really appreciate that more than you know. I also want to just thank, I apologize for that sigh. I want to thank Dawn from Indiana. That sigh was not a meaningful sigh in any way, shape, or form. It was more. I apologize for that. But I want to say thank you to Don in Indiana for just a great communication I received. And I'm just speechless. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you. All right. With me again, Austin Brower, healthmasters.com. Austin, how are you, sir?
Doug, I'm fantastic. I'm still over here wondering if that sigh did have something meaningful to it right now with what's going on in the current state of affairs with everything. But I'm doing fantastic. How are you doing?
Yeah, very well. Yeah, actually, it really was. Boy, that was very impolite. But seriously, it was not meant to really reflect anything except perhaps my fatigue. I don't know. But nonetheless, here we are. So what's on your radar? What are you looking at? Because we're in the beginning, of course, folks, in case you don't know, Austin Brower, healthmasters.com, teamhealthmasters.com, to be precise. And, of course, the link to the Ted Austin Brower Show as well in the program notes at HagmanPI.com. But a lot of great nutritional stuff. You need this. I need this. As you can tell, no more size.
I'll give you a purple stick, Doug.
There you go. I didn't take one today. I didn't. So maybe that's part of my issue. But folks, healthmasters.com or teamhealthmasters.com to be for extra credit, I suppose. And create an account and order your nutritional supplements right now. Right now. All right. So,
yes, but I wanted to touch base on that one thing. I brought it up on our show this morning. We're having a significant issue along with every other company in the country with post office service and priority mail, so to speak. I keep bringing this up there, buddy, because I'm getting contacted on a daily basis via phone and email. I'm trying to give everybody the heads up on it.
Yes.
We put together the express shipping package, which gives you VIP shipping. It puts you to the front of the line, prioritizes on a whole other section in the back shipping of the office. We have this just for express shipping now, with package handled, shipped out exact same day you order it, and it goes to you, and you'll have it at least in no more than 2 to 3 business days, sometimes faster. A lot of stuff is there next day. I can't guarantee that, though, because sometimes inclement weather, but 2 to 3 business days max out of the front of the line. Post office is becoming insanely more inefficient. I thought they couldn't get any more efficient. They proved me wrong. And I mean, we're having packages take 10, 11, 12 days to get to, you know, Midwest and certain parts of the country. It's been going on for months now. I'm not the only person on this problem. Numerous other companies.
We are too.
Yeah, you are too. I know you are. Yeah. Everybody has. And I mean, the other day we sent something to Texas and it took like 11 days to get to Texas. Dude, I can drive to Texas and back in half that time. And so I don't really understand what's happening with this inefficiency. However, I've put in place measures to make sure everybody's mitigated. So we have the express shipping option. You can do it on the website or you can do it over the phone, but it's there for you. Want to let you guys know. So if you need something like the ashwagandha for anxiety, so to speak, or you need something like the berberine ultimate or the cinnamon extract to get your blood sugar in check, and you're having a tight timeline and products out, you need it ASAP. That option is there, and we prioritize those customers that need those products immediately and get them right to your doorstep. So I want to put that out there. So thank you for your support on that, and thank you. If you need anything, we have that option open for you guys, Doug. I just want to put that out there first thing.
Appreciate that. We're seeing the same thing with respect to the post office priority mail. It's hard for me to believe how they could screw that up. Okay. Yeah. And it's frustrating. It really is.
It's not like it hasn't been going on. I don't know. When the Postal Service go together, the mid 1800s?
The early 1800s.
We've had 200 years to get this right. I mean, come on, guys.
And how do you
run a $10 billion net loss every single year? I mean,
there's a lot wrong with a postal delivery service.
Speaking of the whole lot wrong, and I got to address this. What was up with the dead coffin Democrats acting like little children in a kindergarten camp yesterday with basically Trump's speech? Did anybody else there get the vibe that these guys are bigger pieces of garbage than I even thought they were? They wouldn't even clap or make a move or even do anything. They got talking about a girl with cancer. They're talking about different things that Trump actually is positive they're doing. And I mean, it's like they were like little children, like all mad. Like, I'm mad. I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to do anything. I'm going to pout and ignore everybody. Like, are we actually dealing with professional politicians that are representing the people by the people? Or are we dealing with completely out of touch characters that have their heads so far up their ass, they're chewing their own gum and they can't even realize what in the world's happened in this country, and they refuse to actually show at least a moderate amount of respect to the American population who they represent? Have they forgotten that, Doug? Or is this just, or am I just seeing stuff last night?
You know, Jack Posobiec wrote the book on humans, okay? And these people displayed, in my view, their lack of being human as well as their lack of humanity last yeah. night. Okay, so, and you know, along with the communism, the communist ideology, is that lack of humanity plus really on the being demonically inspired and essentially unhuman, and that's what we saw last night, and I think Americans have taken notice to that, and you know, Nicole Wallace, I was seriously, man, I'll tell you. I wanted to throw things at the television when she was talking. Just her treatment of that little boy that was given the Secret Service, the honor by the Secret Service. And then she says, well, we hope he doesn't grow up and have to fight, you know, at the Capitol. You know, it made no sense.
Yeah.
But it showed her the shamefulness, how shameful she is and how despicable these people as a whole are. And Austin, it's just, it sickens me. Go ahead, sir.
Well, it was. I almost was embarrassed for them. I was looking at it and I was like, are these people this out of touch? I mean, they say government by the people, for the people, and they're sitting there acting like somebody took all their laundered money away from them and they're no longer getting kickbacks because the agencies that they were running the cash through are starting to tighten up.
Mm. Yeah.
Interesting, isn't it? How that kind of works. And I mean, just speculation on my part, but they're acting like their wallets just got a whole lot thinner. They were really mad about it. Other than that, I can't understand how somebody was that inept. But then I saw the video, I sent it to Eric, of the 22 senators who were caught using the same script and clips word for word to push their communist agenda.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't think I've ever seen either Republican or Democratic Party this unhinged and this out of touch like I've currently seen. I thought they were bad under Biden. They were just giddy with glee when they're getting all this money kicked back to them from Ukraine and all these other countries. Now it's like they're not getting their payday anymore. They're mad about it. But that video I sent Eric, I laughed at that because it shows you how scripted everything is and me are simply watching theater all the time. Yeah.
And I think Elon Musk had posted that and said, hey, you know, I'll give a free Tesla truck to anyone who can positively identify who wrote the script and handed the script out. I don't know if they collected or anyone collected, but the fingers appear to be pointing to the, I believe at last time I saw it, that DNC essentially. I don't know, but we're watching a play and go ahead.
Yeah, play it. I'm ready to see how crazy this is. 22 senators.
Yeah.
When I win, I will immediately bring prices down starting on day one.
That is the truth.
When I win, I will.
Yeah.
And that is what propaganda looks like, my friends. If you ever wanted to see it in full force in the United States, you just watch pure propaganda being disseminated on the American population. That was
the audio didn't play well, but they were all saying the same thing.
I watched some of the separate ones, and you can see it differently because they're all over each other. But you notice how they played the same clips from Donald Trump. They literally had their people put together the exact same script for every person with the same stories, with the same video.
That's correct. Yeah. It's obviously, and there were. I said 23. I think you had 22 up there. I think there were 23.
23 now? Okay. I know it's been growing.
maybe 24, but that 24th one, I'm not 100% sure. But regardless, what's going on here, Austin? I mean, with this, aside from this being obviously a play, but who's directing this? Who's behind this? And what is the end game here of those people? Just
I think
curious.
What's happening is, you know, partially, and this is my opinion, I think the deep state, the banker boys, BlackRock, the, you know, CIA, all these different facets that work together behind the scenes, really ones that work behind the scenes, the ones that culminate all this stuff together and they control everything from a distance, from the shadows, I think they're getting very, very nervous because the American population, even the sleeping population, is starting to wake up and get very frustrated and feel like we've been completely and totally had, which we have. Because you have people that are even Democrats now that I've talked to. I talk to people everywhere I go. And when you start talking about taking people's money out of their check and stealing money from people via IRS illegally, and then you start finding out that we're spending millions of dollars to post transgender comic books in, you know, Uganda and other countries and all these other crazy things, you know, millions of dollars to do transgender mice. I think people are starting to realize that this entire government is corrupt to a level of core that we didn't even imagine possible. And I think that's why people are starting to get so agitated. I think it was like 73 or 78% approval of that address last night from Donald Trump. So the vast majority of people, it was open to Republican and Democrat on the poll. And so I think people are starting to realize, A, the food's been completely contaminated and we've been lied to. B, the vaccines are dangerous and they're not as safe as we've been told. C, our money's being laundered to everybody else in the world except for us. D, every other country in the world is more important than the United States citizens are. And basically, we now have this level of just irritation, and people aren't having it. And so now they're doing everything they can to do damage control and get the senators, get the Congress, get everybody in line to try to pull their constituents back in. And I think, you know, what's going on right now with Ukraine getting pulled back, all the funding, the CIA getting pulled back, I think Trump, as far as my opinion, I don't think he wants to be connected at all with what's been going on over there. Everybody knows that's in any type of military background. Everybody I've talked to who's done contract work has told me for years now, since 22, that Ukraine has been the largest weapon trafficking scheme they've ever witnessed in recent history, even way more than we saw with ISIS and Afghanistan, and the so, which I know guys were over there and doing that. So even airborne rangers, they're involved in that as far as arming ISIS. And there's a whole level of arming that's unprecedented now with Ukraine, not to mention the money laundering. And I think Trump doesn't want to have any of this on his watch, and he's doing everything he can to basically distance himself from it, because the more it's going to start coming out, I think the more we're going to start seeing that Ukraine was one of the biggest lies we've ever been told when it comes to what was actually going on, what the funds were going for, and who's actually benefiting from that war. That's my opinion on it, but I feel like I'm pretty accurate with that, to be honest.
What'd you think of Zelensky's behavior at the Oval Office and J.D. Vance and President Trump's reaction to that behavior, kicking him to the door, having him essentially escorted to the door, you know?
Yeah, I think it was theatrical setup. I think they needed an excuse to basically do this to him. I think he got set up personally. I think they were going to do this. I think they planned on it. I think they're doing everything they can to show the population, A, that Leszczynski's, A, he's an actor. B, he's not appreciative of anything we've done. He's a little demanding stooge that run around telling every other country in the world how we need to give them more money and more guns. And the United States, Donald Trump, one thing good about a PR team is they read the room. They know who they're talking to. Yeah. And they realize the 95% of Americans that I know, pretty much almost all the ones I know, and the vast majority of people I run into, are sick of this crap with Ukraine. This is another $20 billion, $40 billion, $60 billion, $80 billion. Yet we have a massive catastrophe in North Carolina. You get crickets from FEMA. You get a massive catastrophe in California, the fires. Crickets. Oh, Ukraine needs another $20 billion for Biden leaves. These are large sums of money, enormous amount of weapons, and they're not even getting half of them over there in Ukraine. They're laundering out and moving everywhere else they go. And so I think it was a good it was a good theatrical show to really show the American populace that, A, we're all sick of Leszczynski and his little perverted stuff he's done over the years, and now he wants to pretend like he's president. And B, the funding has to stop. NATO can handle it. We need to pull out of NATO before this escalates. If Europe wants to go get in a war with Russia to justify printing more money and keeping their economy up, they need to do it on their own accord. In my opinion, I think NATO is an antiquated ideology. The United States pays, I think, what they say, around 70% of the overall funds we support.
Yeah,
we need to pull out of NATO ASAP. They've talked about it. I really hope they do it soon, because all they're going to use NATO for is an excuse to drag the United States into another war that we don't need to be in. The United States military service members don't need to be engaged in, and money that we don't have to spend on a country we don't need to be involved in, because it is not our problem. Their circus, their clown show, if they want to get involved in it, that's on them, not the United States right now. We got way too many other important things to do. And I think everybody has the same take on that.
Yeah, not our monkey, not our circus. And indeed, NATO it was obviously set up after World War II, and it was, and really, it may have been relevant. I suppose the argument could be made, and arguments that have been made about its relevance during the Cold War, and I understand that. But when you throw in countries, like 10 countries in the last, 12 years, or I'm not even sure, it might even be more recent than that. And then have them really just work off the backs of the U.S. essentially.
Yeah.
But for what reason is who are they, or what is NATO fighting against or protecting against? I understand the alliance there. If an allied country or if a NATO country is attacked, the other countries will come to their aid. I get that. But is that necessary? And I think if what you said, I think ultimately I can see us backing out of NATO, at which point that the entire it would collapse. NATO would collapse.
It would. Good riddance. It needs to. It's another giant money launderer scheme. Newsflash, Ukraine's not an NATO country. So why in the hell are we involved in it and talking about it anyways with them? They keep bringing this concept up, and it's like, dude, not my monkey, not my circus. Figure out your own problem. The United States has 50,000 other things in front of it right now, including the health of our young children, the health of our adults, these food additives that need to get brought out. With JFK Jr., RFK Jr. talking about this stuff that has to get talked about, with the heart disease, the diabetes, the cancer, all these issues that are getting worse and worse and worse in our country, and nobody wants to discuss them. Want to be like, oh, the Middle Eastern country, it's our greatest ally. Yeah, we need to go give them another $20 billion because they need to start another war, and Ukraine needs another $50 billion to fight Russia. Why? Why? Nobody can answer me that question. When's the last time Ukraine sent us money for the flood that we had, for the hurricane in North Carolina? Wait. When's the last time any of those countries over there supported us at all? All we keep doing is giving, and getting nothing back. And that's the point that Trump's made about all this, is it's time we make America first again and start working on our own country, our own disabled veterans, our homeless problem, our issues with people that are having health issues, that a lot of it could be mitigated with proper health, nutrition, and supplementations. I was talking to a customer the other day. He came in. He was having all these issues with blood sugar and blood pressure, another new customer. And he said, yeah, man, I've been to the doctor. They put me on this medication. Stuff got worse, and then things got better, but then it made other things worse. And he goes, I feel like all they did was keep just pumping drugs into me to the point I finally came off everything. And so I talked about his diet. I talked about mitigating the carbohydrates, the sugar, the sodas. And he was, sure enough, he was like, yeah, I drank like 4 or 5 sodas a day. And I said, Did the doctors that put you on metformin, did they tell you to cut back on the soda? No. They didn't tell me to cut back on my lifestyle at all. I said, okay, here, bro. I'm gonna give you a million-dollar answer right now. It's going to help you a lot. So I gave a whole list of foods to stay off of, foods to eat, put them on the Cinnamon Extract, the Berberine, full protocol on exactly how to run it. He literally just came back to the office last week. It's been about 3 weeks since I've seen him. Came back last week. He goes, dude, my blood sugar, my A1Cs, I got blood work done. They're almost in a perfect range now. They're still a little elevated, but they're getting better significantly.
Okay, you went through that. Let me stop you. You went through that pretty fast. What? That's all right, man. Now, a lot of people listening and watching this are struggling with blood sugar or their A1C or whatever. So you mentioned, I think, two supplements.
The Berberine. I'm talking fast on the purple stick. I'll slow it down. The Berberine Ultimate and the Cinnamon Extract, we have them on the website. Gotcha. Those two combined work incredibly well in maintaining insulin levels and also helping out with Syndrome X. Also, too, with reduction of carbohydrates and sugar in the diet, meaning cutting out the sodas, the sweet tea, the breads, the pastas, and taking those supplements in conjunction can bring down and mitigate blood sugar levels to a very healthy range very quickly. The only caveat of this, I have to say this, if you're on insulin, and you start taking these supplements, be very cautious of your blood sugar, because if you're taking high doses of insulin to mitigate the diabetes and you jump on these supplements, it is going to drop your blood sugar. It is going to drop it quickly. So have that monitored or have somebody help you with it if you're working on that in that extreme of a case. But he came in after running the Berberine Ultimate and the Cinnamon Extract and changing his diet. He said, I cut out all the sodas, cut out most of the pastas. You got to still eat some donuts occasionally, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, all right, whatever. You're doing a lot better. He's run the supplements, and he said his doctor shocked. His doctor goes, well, what are you doing? We haven't been able to get your blood sugar in a year. And he goes, well, I actually changed my diet. And I'm running these supplements. Doctor said, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. Don't even mess with the meds anymore because obviously you figured it out. And he said, how crazy is that? I've been fighting this for a year. The doctors couldn't figure it out. They couldn't tell me what to do. And now suddenly I make a few key changes and I automatically start having better results. And I said, this is what I've been trying to tell everybody in this country. We don't have a deficiency of metformin. We don't have a deficiency of Tylenol in our bodies. We don't have a deficiency of these drugs. Some cases, are they needed? Can they be useful? Absolutely. But putting people on them lifelong and telling them to live the same way you're doing, eat the same thing you're doing, drink the same thing you've been drinking, take these drugs, it'll fix the problem, or better yet, mask it. It's making the country much worse off. And that's what RFK Jr. is talking about. And why I've been such an adamant supporter of a lot of stuff he's doing right now. Because stuff has to change when it comes to our diet, or else we're going to get sicker and dumber, and more things are going to get pulled over the rug over us like they've been doing. And now, like we're seeing with all these fundings coming out now that are just so far-fetched, nobody can even realize they're actually real line items in some cases, Doug.
Yeah, I get that. There was a hearing today. Dr. Bhattacharya, and he was of course, his position will be the head of the NIH, and he really his opening statement, I think it was like 5 minutes, he outlined five different objectives that he had. One was to address the autism versus vaccine situation, but autism specifically. And then, of course, you know, the mortality of U.S. citizens. It was really a great opening statement. I don't have it, but you can find it, folks, on the internet, and social media, I'm sure. But so you're optimistic. Is that what I'm hearing you say with RFK and Dr. Bhattacharya, with, you know, head of the NIH? Of course, he said as well, we're not going to be experimenting or funding experimentation with genetically modified viruses, you know, like in the past. So are you optimistic?
So far right now, I am optimistic. I like the fact that we actually have. So my biggest thing is when I look at it from alt media and health, one of the biggest things out there is getting topics discussed and having people be able to discuss them. That's a huge factor in the First Amendment, first off. And secondly, getting people more educated. And what RFK actually is able to do, depending on how much he's handcuffed or what red tape he's got to cut through, that's to be seen. But one thing I love the fact is these topics have been getting brought to light. These discussions are getting brought up about these COVID shots. They've been getting brought up about the food additives. They've been getting brought up about food coloring. 10, 15 years ago, you never even heard somebody talk about this stuff in politics, much less in mainstream media. So these topics are getting brought up. And now, of course, the mainstream media, anytime he says something, they immediately try to eviscerate anything he says. It doesn't matter. Everybody pretty much, even people that aren't even that awake, pretty much don't even trust the mainstream media anymore. Let's be real. I mean, after COVID, nobody really trusts anybody as far as with the government or the propaganda media. But I think more people are starting to realize that A, we are responsible for our own health now, and B, we've been lied to. And if we want something to change, we've got to start making change. So I am optimistic right now. I hope some things continue to change and some different things go. He hasn't been in there very long at all. So again, you know, that quarter, 6 month, 1 year point, we're going to see kind of what goes on and how restricted they really get on him. But right now, I'm at least happy topics are getting brought up and people are discussing them.
Good. Yeah. I too am optimistic. I can see change. You know, it's interesting too with the Department of Government Efficiency. Some people really didn't get that initially. And I guess I was one of those people. Is that a government department? Really, what is it? But the exposure that agency, newly created agency, for example, Elon Musk just sent out a communication today. And folks, you can monitor this activity either through their social media accounts or you can go to doge.gov. Anyway, there are still right now twice as many credit cards as people in the federal government. So in other words, Think about everyone that's employed in the federal government. Give them a credit card and then double that.
Double it.
Yeah. And the limits are $10,000 per card. So they've deactivated so far, I think, 146,000 cards to date. And they're working on some more.
$40 billion on credit cards last year.
Wow.
Billion, that's with a B, 40 billion on credit cards. That's insane to me. I mean, you talk about, there's very few people in the entire world that even have that level of insane net worth. And you're talking our government burns that on credit cards every single year for government employees. And I get it. Don't send me letters. I get Secret Service needs to have a gas card to fuel up the giant fuel hogs and the armored up vehicles. I got stuff like that. But ain't spending $40 billion in fuel, guys. Let's just be real. This is clearly some extreme oversight where they're just handing out cards to each government employee. Oh, you can buy food on this. Here's per diem. Here, do this, do this, do this. Not everybody, for some odd reason, this concept eludes people. Just because you have a government job doesn't mean you're entitled to endless amounts of government taxpayer money. Crazy concept, I know. Golly, can't imagine I'm not just getting free everything and free health care and free benefits and free credit cards and free everything and getting paid an astronomical amount of money because I sit at a computer and don't check my emails all day from home. Like, no, you actually need to produce something. I don't care what you do with a business or company, any place, you need to bring something to the market. And just because you don't want to go back to work, no, dude, get over it. That's why Musk did that whole, you know, pulse test and sent those emails out to everybody and basically said, hey, what's going on? Send me five things you did this week. Just five things. Doesn't have to be anything boring. I brushed my teeth while I was on a Zoom call. You know, I mean, so stupid. Respond back to me on it. And the crazy part about it was a ton of the emails never got responses. They're like dead bounces. They got employees with emails that are getting paychecks that nobody even knows exist. They don't even exist. Here's money for you. Here's money for you. I'm like, what about me? What about all my health masters and Hagman listeners? Do we get a free credit card? You know, do I get one?
Wouldn't that be nice? Every listener?
$10,000 a year credit card? Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah. I mean, hey, if you're giving them out, give them out to Hagman Report listeners and viewers. And Austin Brower and Ted and Austin Brower Show listeners and viewers. By the way, Austin Brower, healthmasters.com or teamhealthmasters.com. And make sure you go there. Take advantage of all of the products they've got. I mean, really. And go shopping there. They've got some hardware. Okay, for example, distillers. Other items. They've got some tremendously important things you can get there. But the most important thing you can do is take care of your health. And that includes especially having a great daily supplement, and that's the ultimate multiple, powder or capsule. I'm telling you, it's a fabulous, fabulous deal. As well as the B, C, D, D3, K2, zinc. They got it all. They have it all. So take advantage. We've been with them and taking their supplements forever. I'm telling you what, it really has made a difference. Go to teamhealthmasters.com. And is there any coupon code or no?
Yes, HR5. We'll punch HR5. I'll make it active on both sites tonight. I have not done it yet. I'll do it after the show on there. That way, if you want to use it on the purple sticks, you want to use it on any products, you can even use it on the zinc for product of the week. I'll open it up on pretty much everything except for the major kits that we have on there. So give everybody kind of a little bit of a relief on it. Because, I mean, I know stuff's got expensive. I mean, we talk about eggs every show. They keep going up. You know what I mean? That's honestly, if I got the $10,000 credit card from the government, I'd go buy 10,000 eggs. Have a nice year supply of eggs for me. I mean, it's crazy what's going on with it. And I saw some other gigantic egg farm, you know, with all the hens, they had to go slaughter another like 3 million hens the other day because the USDA came in there and nasal swabbed the hens with PCR tests and they've got H5N1. Kill them all! Burn it to the ground! And I'm like...
Hold on. Do they have nasal passages? I mean, I guess
they got little noses on them. They got little on their beaks, yeah.
On their beaks?
I think so. I've had chickens. Pretty sure they have.
So walk me through the process of swabbing the nasal.
That is above my pay grade, Doug. Never done it. Don't plan on doing it. I left my chickens alone. They gave me good eggs. I didn't piss them off. They're good. Great hens. I don't know the concept of going in and PCR testing it. Do they put it inside their beak? Do they run their nose? Whatever stupidity the USDA is doing, Grant, they just got another $1 billion, by the way.
I imagine that would piss off the chicken.
I don't know. The hen's acting abnormal. She must have H5N1. No, you pissed her off because you stuck a swab down her throat while she's trying to eat. Okay, everybody was pissed off. I never took a PCR test one stinking time during COVID, but I knew people that did, and they were never in a good mood afterwards. Nobody was like, "Man, I'm so excited! I just got a PCR test. I feel so warm and fuzzy. I want to go do stuff." Everybody was mad, and I don't blame them. I would have been mad too, fellas. Somebody stick a swab 3 inches of my sinus cavity. What kind of stupidity was that? Stupid. And they're coming in. You've tested positive 5 times in a row, but I have no symptoms. You have COVID. Like, bro, I feel 100% good. I just ran 3 miles this morning. I got my cardio in. Doesn't matter. You have COVID. Quarantine. Don't speak to me, peasant, until you're done with COVID. I'm like, nobody had COVID. We're fine. Nope, you're positive. Like, dude, shut the hell up. Like, they got so stupid. And now they're doing birds. Three. I mean, if they just find a few of them that are basically in all these areas, the standard operating procedure now is cull all the hens. All the chickens must die. And everybody's going, okay, is this really the best operation? Is this really the most efficient thing to do? Because here's my million-dollar question, Doug. Why is it that H5N1 bird flu, why isn't it affecting any other fowl in the entire world? Why aren't ospreys dropping dead? Ducks everywhere, geese in the middle of the road with bird flu, every single type of pigeons falling out of the sky, eagles landing on people's cars. It only seems to affect egg-laying hens. How is that so convenient, isn't it?
Yes, but who's making the decision to kill all the chickens and
USDA standard procedure?
I want names, okay?
Yeah.
And, you know, I really do. I think we ought to get names and have them publicly explain their thought process or decision-making process at the very least.
Well, here's the million-dollar question, okay? So you got a million or 100,000 chickens in one big pen, one gigantic thing like that, huge, huge, huge facilities, okay? Have they shown any research at all? I've seen none, and maybe you can answer this question. Any research that a bird allegedly infected with H5N1, being a, you know, egg-laying hen, she tests positive for H5N1, that her egg is then contaminated with the bird flu, and if you eat a cooked egg, you suddenly are going to contract H5N1. Have you seen any research showing that? I haven't.
No.
I've looked. I've repeatedly looked. I've actually looked that up specifically. Well, then the next question is this. If they get H5N1 and they're still laying eggs, quarantine the whole facility, let them keep laying eggs, harvesting the eggs, do standard quarantine procedure, and see what happens to the birds after a while. If they're all going to die anyways, let them run some eggs out and harvest the eggs, test the eggs, and see if that's a viable concept that H5N1 birds are laying eggs with H5N1 that's contagious to humans. Wouldn't that be the normal approach before you go cull a million chickens? My approach. They're going to die anyways.
Yeah.
Let's do a research study here and see what happens to these birds that are allegedly tested for it.
But it's my understanding that basically, and correct me if I'm wrong here, aren't all viruses bird flu?
To my knowledge, yes, there's some detail of it as far as the way they actually start about and come about.
Right.
So technically, these PCR tests, if they're not actually isolating H5N1, to my knowledge, they're not. It's the same way the COVID test was. They're not isolating COVID-19 on PCR tests. If you turn up enough cycles, you'll test positive for anything on a PCR test.
And I think most people understand that. So, all right. If you think about this, we have existed for how long?
Right.
Okay. And all of a sudden now we have this bird flu, H5N1, jumping species and also impacting a large amount of our fowl. And it's fowl, by the way. But so, okay, what changed? And the only thing that changed would be Anthony Fauci, Ralph Baric, Francis Collins, EcoHealth, all of these, the biolabs in Ukraine, the biolabs in Canada, in the U.S., and government experimentation, government-sponsored experimentation, right? I mean, I don't see what else changed.
I think you just nailed it on the head. Why in the world we're in 2025, suddenly with all the research and development and all the vaccines they have out that stop everything, suddenly now this H5N1's on the loose with egg-laying hens only, and we can't seem to mitigate it or get it under control. The only option we have is to basically slaughter and cull every farm we find to test positive. Either A, they're making this stuff mutate in a lab intentionally, and they're doing that very, very aggressively and quickly, or B, this whole thing is complete and total pile of steaming crap, and they're lying to everybody in order to shut the market down of chickens and eggs so they can bring in this new fake egg system and fake meat and lab-grown meat that they've been pumping billions of dollars into for the last 5-6 years in order to get people to buy it because everything else is so expensive. Why is it H5N1 only infects the birds and then jumps to cows? Again, funny.
Yeah.
And now, it affected this one human. Nobody's gotten severely sick. Nobody's died. But apparently you get H5N1. It's like the world's coming to an end for the hospital. Dude,
one allegedly is contributed to H5N1. I think it was in some southern state. I'm not sure. But
they said something in Mississippi, but I couldn't find anything. So, okay, what was underlying conditions? What was comorbidities? What was background?
Right.
Any other health problems? Did they have cancer? The problem is when you start hearing this one person died of something. The statistical probability of them having some other ailment is through the roof at that point. Because you're sitting there going, okay, if it was that bad, everybody's contracted, it would be in the hospital dying. But they're not. This one person got it. It's the same thing they manipulated. They've been scaring everybody into getting measles vaccine now. They don't have a measles shot. They only have MMR. They won't give you a standard measles shot. They only give you measles, mumps, rubella. They're talking about the one child that died in Texas. My condolences to the family, but they refuse to release anything on comorbidities, health problems, standard of treatment, standard care in the hospital, anything that happened with them. They're not talking about it. They're simply saying we had a measles death in Texas on 150 cases. Everybody needs to get the MMR shot immediately. The problem I have with that, if they really cared about measles, they would have developed and still keep on the market a standard measles vaccine without a bunch of toxins and adjuvants, which they used to have. Then they decided it was way more cost effective and way more beneficial to start building trifecta drugs, trifecta vaccines. That's why you got the DTaP. That's why you got the MMR. They couple them together. The problem with it is, so like tetanus, okay? Tetanus is a specific problem that may need a vaccine for it, okay? Step on a rusty nail or you're going to go work somewhere. I get that. I don't want letters on tetanus. There used to be a tetanus vaccine, single ampule, one shot tetanus. I got it years ago. Hurt, shoulders sore for a while, but it worked. It was good. Good tetanus. Now they put together the DTaP, diphtheria pertussis in tetanus. Diphtheria? When's the last time someone got diphtheria? Like, you know what I mean? Like, why do you have to couple those? Tetanus is a serious problem. Okay, got it. We have a clean, good shot for that. Diphtheria? Pertussis? No, you don't even talk about that. That's like 1800s level diseases. Like, when we got running water and flushing toilets, a lot of that stuff disappeared on its own with sanitation. But yet they couple them together because they want to continue the shot schedule and keep pushing on these kids. They get sicker and sicker and sicker from it. So, again, what's going on with everything? I not know, but I try to give everybody the truth and make sure.
You know, that's one thing that's very true. Look, vaccines did not eradicate the illnesses it was sanitation. It was the natural progression of civilization that did. And if you go back and look at Rockefeller, the oil, the whole Rockefeller crap, that's really when everything started to really go sideways. So you're absolutely right. You've talked about that and many times.
I mean, up until the early 1900s, a lot of places, you know, towns and stuff like that, they would just take their bedpans and dump them out in the middle of the street in the mud, the feces and urine, everything else. You know, dogs out there, horses out there, tracking inside the house every time they walk in. And everybody's wondering why all these diseases were popping up. People were getting sick. Yeah, dude, because you're constantly getting E. coli. I mean, well, duh. I mean, so we figured out certain ways of sanitation to fix these things. Now, and again, I know there's certain diseases that still pop up occasionally, but giving your body the right ingredients and right, basically, supplements to keep your immune system strong is also another factor. We start figuring out how to go in and make D3 and have it in high doses and basically give people high doses of vitamin C that's buffered, that's able to be absorbed very easily. And you can start taking intravenous vitamin C. You can start taking high doses of zinc glycinate, which really bolsters the immune system and works with vitamin C. All these different things that we've learned about over the past 100 years have helped out with eradicating things and keeping the body stronger and keeping it more agile and age less and basically live longer. But them trying to say that you got to get all these shots in order to stay healthy, dude, we're one of the sickest countries in the world and we have the highest vaccination rate and the highest pharmaceutical drug rate in the whole country. Please explain that one to me because it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. And I think we also have a problem. You know, after last night, you brought this up, of course, the left, okay? The fact that you've got this closed-mindedness. That's wrong. The fact that you've got this, again, the inhumanity or the unhumans, and I like that descriptive term, unhumans. I don't believe these people really are human with souls. I mean, if they themselves are contaminated, I don't know how else to describe it, but I've got to say, and they're infecting a large part of the population.
They are.
And we've got such a great divide right now, a great divide where, hey, neighbors are really starting to hate on other neighbors, their neighbors. And Austin, I can see where this is going to turn into something worse than what it is now, because they're only really, I mean, they're really, they're starting to piss a lot of people off. Go ahead, sir.
No, they are. They're making everybody mad because they're sitting there. We're going, hey, maybe we shouldn't be spending money that we don't have and burning it on things we don't need in countries that we don't go visit. Maybe that's just a, I don't know, start there with a concept. And they get violently mad about it now, pitching fits, sending videos, doing propaganda pieces like we just saw with 23 different senators with the same script. I mean, what the hell is that all about? Why is that even supposed to be okay? I mean, we've got senators now sitting there talking about how we need to remove this and remove this and we stop this and we shouldn't allow Trump to do this. Dude, we just had the biggest bumbling buffoon. You had 4 years of him, guys. Enjoy him. You had 4 years of the bumbling buffoon that couldn't even speak without a teleprompter, that couldn't get up out of a chair on stage without crapping his pants, that couldn't even walk off the stage without somebody holding his hand because he'd get lost within 10 feet. That's what you guys had, and that's what you brought to the table. You had your turn. Let us have ours to make the country great again, because quite frankly, the last 4 years were a giant joke. The entire world thought we're a joke. The world doesn't think we're a joke anymore. No. The world realizes real quick that we actually still have Americans running America. And again, there's a lot of stuff that Trump does and doesn't do. People talk about different things in theater. But one thing I do know is I will take a win when I take the win. And right now we have a lot of stuff that's happening, and we got to keep momentum, and people got to stay active and boisterous and keep pushing back. Because one thing about it is, I'm not going to apologize. I'm not going to apologize to anybody for being pro-American. I'm not going to apologize for anybody being constitutionalist. I'm not going to apologize to anybody for being healthy. Everybody can kick rocks. They want an apology for me on that. I said it for the last 4 years. I'll say it for another 4 years. I'll say it for 4 years after that. You have to find your conviction. You got to find where you stand. You got to find what you believe. And you got to basically figure out why you believe it. Now, I'm open to different topics. I'm open to different things. Sometimes people brought stuff to me and say, what do you think about this? Or why would you think about it this way? And I go, that's interesting. I haven't thought about it that way. I'm more open to this topic now. I'll think about it more. But when it comes to my money that I'm paying in taxes and you're giving it to other countries so they can piss it down the urinal and then give me a report on why it goes down the urinal that direction, that's what we spent $10 million for, I'm going, nah, I'm good. I'll keep my money. I can best help more people, buy more inventory, and keep people healthier with that money instead of giving it to everybody else in the world. So, yeah, I think people are getting sick of it, and I think people are really starting to see how unbelievably corrupt the leftists are and, like you said, how inhumane they are and how out of touch reality they are. We just saw that last night, dude.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I just – yeah, if people who watched that – didn't, I mean, if they walked away, if they were left of center and they were okay with that behavior, then you know what? Don't talk to me.
If I was a Democrat last night, I would have been embarrassed on that behavior. Yeah. That level of unprofessionalism, politicians are supposed to hold themselves to a higher level of conduct. That was so unprofessional last night. It was like, are we dealing with politicians? Or are we dealing with kindergartners? Really can't tell. And then the one guy said, I don't even know who he was. He gets up with a cane. Like, who the hell is this guy?
Al
Why
Green.
Is he talking? Why does he have a cane? Who is this dude? And he told me, I didn't even see him before. I was like, what is this guy? Who let him in? Who gave him a pass? Oh, he was a congressman. I'm like,
He was complaining about President Trump cutting Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security when, in fact, there was nothing even said about that. So
we haven't cut anything with that. All we're looking at is the fraud.
Yeah.
There's millions of people on Social Security that are, 150 and 200 years old that haven't breathed air in 50 years. We're wondering why they're still getting checks. Yeah. We should definitely look into that. We need to figure out where all this fraud's going and why allegedly Social Security's running out, but yet it was designed to function properly and work off of itself with the interest it was stored on the income that it brought in.
Until
it wasn't a hard concept to put together. Now it's just become a freaking Ponzi scheme, dude.
And there's your buddy right there with the gold-handled cane, Al Green.
Who is he? I haven't seen it. I was like, who's this guy? Why is he talking? Why does he have a cane? I'm like, Secret Service, get him out. Get him out.
Yeah. Well, Johnson did it. He found his peanuts there and was able to exercise some some protocol. Hey, you know, but I'll say this, okay? People look at that and they, oh my gosh, I can't believe he did that. But boy, I'll tell you what. The sessions back in the 1800s and right after the founding. I mean, this kind of behavior was not uncommon back then.
And yeah, they got rowdy back then.
Yeah, but okay, but not over crap like this. By the way, teamhealthmasters.com, go there because that's a new site. Now, if you still like the old site, it's healthmasters.com, still up. Teamhealthmasters.com is the new site. There it is on your screen. And of course, you can click through to listen to the Ted and Austin Brower Show, or you can go directly to their website. All links will be at HagmanPI.com in the program description box. And I would add this, April 4 and 5, April 4th and 5th, how many of you folks are you going to the Wisconsin Christian News Conference, April 4th and 5th? It's coming up soon. It's a month from today. It'll end a month from today, 2 days. It's really a good event, and there's limited seating. And I'm going to tell you right now, Ted Brower is going to be there, and he's going to bring the house down along with Coach Dave, Pastor Art Pulaski from Canada, many others, as you can see on your screen. That's April 4 and 5, 2025, and rub shoulders with Ted Brower as well. Are you going to have product up there?
I can. I mean, if there's a request, I could send some stuff with Ted. I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it that weekend still. I can send some stuff with him, but knowing him, he's not going to want to schlep it up there. I'm not going to bring a product. But I can. You know what I will do? I know what else is going to. I'm going to hijack it. I'm going to put some purple sticks in his bag. He's already going to take some with him. I'll shove like a dozen there in there. He won't know about it. And then when he gets there, I'll let you know. You can go there and harass him for him.
I'm not sure if I can make it up there, but because I've got some schedule issues, actually the end of this month, beginning of next. So I'm not sure. But nonetheless, don't let that stop you. In fact, that'll probably propel other people to go up there. Healthmasters.com, teamhealthmasters.com, HR5 for 5% off. Austin, we have a few minutes left before the top of the hour. Anything else? What else can we complain about? I'm kidding. What else can we focus on?
Nobody's been talking about is that BlackRock just bought the Panama Canal ports.
Yeah, thank you. What the hell?
What the heck is that about? And like, I'm sorry, of all my MAGA guys, that's not an American win. You have the largest, basically, asset manager holding $13 trillion in assets, basically just bought the Panama Canal, their largest acquisition of an asset, an actual physical asset in the world. I've been reading more about it. I read more on the day because they essentially bought multiple sections of it, multiple ports.
Yes.
They're acquiring 90% of the Panama Canal Ports Co., which operate both the entryways of Balboa and Cristobal. This is the largest infrastructure deal in BlackRock's history. They're not just buying the S&P. They're not just buying the Dow. They bought the Panama Canal. So
that should not be, brother.
I don't like that at all. I'll just be flat out. It's not a win. China doesn't own it now. BlackRock owns
BlackRock. No. I don't understand. Well, I do understand, and maybe that's the issue.
When you got $13 trillion in assets you manage, you can buy whatever the heck you want to buy, dude. And that's the spooky part about BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street. Combined asset holdings like over $20 trillion something dollars now. I mean, dude, they just buy countries. That's the problem. So, again, we'll keep an eye on this, and we're going to keep everybody updated because it didn't seem to get a lot of media coverage today. Everybody will talk about what else is going on, but I had to cover that before I got off the show, Doug.
No, I'm glad you did, because to me that is it's not necessarily perplexing, but it's in your face.
Yes.
It really is, and we need to monitor that, but we also need to push for the change. I mean – there's got to be something. We need to get China the hell out of there. And I think that there's steps already taken that has pushed China out.
They needed a beat. That was not a fact. That was not a question. But when you got DEI, who's one of the biggest pushers, you got BlackRock, who's one of the biggest pushers of DEI in the United States, who have pushed it on the companies, who have pushed it into schools, who force companies that they, if they don't do DEI, they're going to pull funding from them and pull shares from them. That's the BlackRock that we're dealing with here now, who tell kids that they need to cut their penises off if they want to, pushing all that with the perversion. That's what DEI funds. Through BlackRock, yeah, I got a real problem with owning Panama Canal. We're going to say, you know, we're going to cut Panama Canal in half now and chop it up and sell it here and there. I'm just being sarcastic, but I don't trust a single thing that BlackRock touches. Everything they touch turns to hell, dude. It's horrible, though.
Amen, brother. Austin Brower, the rock star that he is with us. And I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for being part of the show. TeamHealthMasters.com. Folks, make sure you tune in to their program. Remind people of your show, yours and Ted's show. Great father-son duo.
Growershow.com. We had our 2500th episode today. 2500, 2500 episode.
2500. Well, we got you twice that, but that's okay. I mean,
you got to take off for a while so I can try to catch up. It's hard.
We'll just change the numbers. Roll the numbers backwards. But I got to tell you, congratulations, by the way, on that. 2,500 shows.
A lot of episodes.
That's a lot of time put into that. Browershow.com, right?
Yes, Browershow.com. That's where we post everything every day. We're on all the other social media platforms. The fastest, easiest, quickest way to get to it is Browershow.com. You can contact us on there as well.
Yeah, it's fabulous. It is necessary show prep, and I'll tell you what, you want an information download, the hour goes by like it's five seconds, I'm telling you.
I try to really make it fast paced, man. I don't come out of the throttle. I'm high RPM, so yeah, man. I want to give everybody as much info as I can get as fast as I can get it out. Sometimes yeah, I
actually have to listen to like a couple of the shows. I'll have to listen to them more than once because of the amount of information, but really good, great stuff. Also, Team Health Masters HR5 is the coupon code. Go there after the show and take advantage of the HR5 as well as, well, getting your health back. Right? There it is.
Thank you, Doug. I appreciate you guys. If you need anything, call us. It's a pleasure being on the show as always. And y'all have a fantastic rest of the show and a great night.
You too, my friend. God bless.
Thank you.
Wow. Wow. Again, Austin Brower, always a treat. Randy Taylor coming up. Before Randy Taylor, I'm going to play this video clip, and we can actually go off of this video clip. Hang on just one second. I just want to make sure that we're looking okay. Da, 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 da. Okay. I want to play this one video clip here. I think it's important for people to recall this. Eric the Tech, go to queue up video 2 on this, and this is video 2 in the show notes. The reason I hesitated, there's a couple of videos here that I was looking at. But I want people to remember what was going on within the last 10 years with Pizzagate, with Obama, with the child sex trafficking. And think about the people who are complaining right now about the child or about the border being shut. They're obviously not saying, hey, you know, we want an open or well, some in some cases they are. We want an open border. But the people who are assailing the closed border, the controlled border, are some of the very same people who are involved in the exploitation of children. Okay. And if you take this backwards, and if you consider Biden's term the last 4 years as Obama's third term, and if you think back to Obama, getting off of airplanes when he was in office, and carrying, let's say, you know, different books like post I don't recall the name of the couple. He had a couple of books that were very objectionable in terms of, you know, shutting down our country, essentially, or changing our country. And, of course, he talked about the fundamental change of our country. But he was involved in a lot of bad stuff. And now it's getting, maybe it's with the Epstein files, which probably don't exist any longer. Tim Burchett was talking about that, where he said, I don't think the Epstein files exist anymore, or at least they've been doctored. The documents have. Think about that. But even more important than that, think about the totality of what we're dealing with. So the cut to, and then I'll bring RT on and we'll go from there. This is kind of, I think this is important for people to really, really understand. I think people do are beginning to understand the depravity of the people involved. We've had Liz Crokin on, we've had others on talking about this. They called us crazy. The Rolling Stone, really, really, check out video 2, Joe Rogan, Ian Carroll, talking about Obama, the emails, and the odd goings-on. I don't know if you saw this or not. Here it is.
Do you think stuff like Pizzagate, like when they had that guy come in and fire off that shot, yeah. I felt like that was a great way to put a halt to all the looking into the Podesta emails.
That was
because then all of a sudden it's a kook thing. Now it's a crazy person and a dangerous person because he's got a gun. You're causing dangerous people to take their guns.
Just like with the vaccines, it's like they always have to make it dangerous, right?
Yeah.
It's dangerous to say that this might have side effects, right?
Because if you read those emails,
exactly right,
those emails are bananas.
They're not explained.
They're talking about young kids who are going to be coming to a party to have fun. They're talking
they'll
about
be in the
pizza
pool,
and
they
hot
will be
dogs.
There for sure. $65,000 worth of hot dogs flown from Chicago for a White House party.
The whole thing is like very weird.
Did you ever see the archived Instagram post from James Olifantis' Instagram?
No.
Because that's a dark place. So that there's so many layers to Pizzagate that they tried to cover up intentionally for very good reason.
Well, how about the logos?
Well, the thing is, I avoid, in the way I've talked about it, I've avoided all the symbols and logos and even some of the pizza stuff because I think there's so much more ripe, clear evidence that is way more powerful. And James Olifantis' Instagram account is a great example where...
Wait, can you find it online?
So you cannot find it on Instagram anymore. It's only been archived onto other sites, which is kind of sketchy because it's like, how do I know you're not adding photos and stuff? You kind of have to dig and dig and dig and cross-reference over and over and over to make sure that you're getting sort of like... the consensus, because everyone watched as it happened.
Right.
So people like Liz Crokin, people like Alex Jones, like they saw these things come out. And you can find plenty of different archives of all of James Olifantis' Instagram posts. And there are things like photos of children with their arms taped to tables. And the caption is, looks like a fun time. And then people that have always been commenting on his posts, like the people that are interacting with his posts all the time, have even weirder Instagrams where it's like kill room. And there's a coffin that's open and things like that. There's like a photo of like a walk-in freezer and it's like, man, looks like you've been having a fun weekend. Things like that that are just super dark. And a bunch of babies and a bunch of symbolism, a bunch of children. And it's all photos on their Instagram in plain daylight. And it all got scrubbed, obviously.
Jesus Christ.
And that's not to mention Podesta's art collection and the Marina Abramović connections. It goes on and on and on and on and on.
Yeah.
And we're talking about the Clintons with the Haiti scandals, with the cocaine in Arkansas. It's like the thing is that we sound crazy. I sound crazy to someone that doesn't do their own research because you just start, there's so many layers of like crazy shit that's happened with some of these people.
Yeah.
That if you don't know the history of a person like Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton, it's really easy to think, oh, that's just so insane that you would think that they'd be involved in it. And first of all, they frame it in the articles about Pizzagate. They say, Hillary Clinton was the mastermind of a global pedophile sex trafficking ring, all headquartered in this pizza shop, which is not what anyone ever claimed.
Right. So as soon as you can discredit that, you discredit the whole thing.
Classic frame job, which Nancy Pelosi explains very well, where you make a false claim and you say that's what they're saying, and then you discredit the false claim.
There it is. That, folks, do you remember that? Of course you do. And as I've said in the past, and as Randy Taylor as well has said in the past, you know, the blood of the children and the blood of the children is the currency of the globalists. Remember that. Understand that. With me, Randy Taylor, RT at HagmanPI.com is the way to get in touch with him. That's RT at HagmanPI.com and Randy Taylor underscore USA on X. Randy, how are you, sir?
I am doing good tonight.
Good, good, good.
Just listening to that video brings back a lot of anger.
As well as should with everyone.
You know, I just saw that Podesta. He makes me cringe. I have a prayer. And the prayer is with many people that I don't ever meet them on the street.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a few. Because if I meet him on the street, I may well be in prison the rest of my life.
I think for various reasons, a lot of us have been there, mm-hmm. you know, and have said, and I've told cops, you know, I've told judges, I've told cops.
There's just some people that you know are never going to be prosecuted. Yeah. They're never going to see a day of prison. And you just, you know, that to better mankind, to make it a better world, to protect the children, they shouldn't be here. They shouldn't be here. And I'll say that. I'm sorry. I'm a Christian, and I'll say that.
And because, I don't have a problem with that. If you have, you've got, we were talking the first hour about unhumans, okay? The reason I bring that up is the communist element that infiltrated our country is really this inhuman, unhuman, whatever you want to describe it. And Posobiec wrote a book called Unhumans with Josh Lysik, and I thought it was a good book, but it really describes the left right now, the unhuman factor. What we saw last night, for example.
I couldn't believe what I saw last night.
Wasn't that, I mean...
It was children in adult clothes. I was just asinine. Their little signs.
Yeah.
I get tired. I mean, when they wear like the, you know, they all wear the same. The one year they all wore white.
Oh yeah.
You remember that? And I just, you know what? That's what the floor of Congress is for when it's in session. That's when you take that up. You don't. That was the president of the United States. And the thing that really got me, even when they were doing the civic recognitions.
That's right.
You know, for various things. Not, you know, I caught a couple of Democrats clapping. But as a whole, they were an embarrassment.
They were doing the golf clap, you know.
They say Trump is an embarrassment worldwide. No.
Yeah.
The Democrat Party was an embarrassment worldwide last night. This whole anti-Trump thing has got to stop. Canada's gone bananas. So you know.
What's with Canada?
They're gone. They're so far.
They gone.
They're talking about banning Twitter and a couple other social platforms from like now till the election, till after the election. This is crazy, okay? And they're blaming Trumpism. You know what? That if you're not winning the people over, then change your tune.
And there it is.
You know, because you're losing as a party is not Trump's fault. It's because people are waking up. It's because as you suck, Justin Trudeau. You suck, you prick.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm not too happy with people like Doug Ford either. I'm just saying.
No, okay? No. And he's out. These people, even the kind of the conservative, the Pierre talking against Trump, unless this is all a great setup. Okay. These guys suck. And where they're really shooting themselves in the foot is conservative Canadians like Trump.
Yeah.
That's the crap of it all. And you know, and I'm sitting here and I'm listening to these people. I'm like, are you guys high or what? What is going on here? And the best part of all this anti-Trumpism since they kicked Zelensky out of the White House, you know, he goes over there to England and 15 prime ministers are, you know, talking against Trump. I don't give a damn. I don't give a damn. And then when the English guy gets up and he's talking about, well, we're going to put English boots on the ground and planes in the air. And then, well, you know, with the support of the United States, if you don't want to shut up, just shut the hell up. I am sick and tired of it. I rip people apart on Twitter, you know, that are talking against the United States and against Trump. You know, I'm going to tell you something. We are always the first on the scene around the world when there's a problem. And, if you don't like it, you can eat shit. Okay?
Tell me how you really feel. Because
I'm going to tell you what. I remember Rapid Deployment Force in the military.
Yep.
And I remember our job was to be anywhere in the world in 18 hours. And I had some guy in there talking about, oh, you don't talk about, you know, all the support the English gave us in Iraq. I'm sure you were there, you know, don't give me anything about the European countries. I don't give a damn about the European countries. I really don't care.
I don't either.
If you want Ukraine, so jump in it, baby, go for it, hero. You get in there and you do your thing. Leave us out of it. I don't want to see. And they're talking about conscription in Canada and conscription in England. They've already got conscription in Ukraine. And they even took Down syndrome kids and put them on the front line. Now I want you to stop and think about that. Stop and think about that. How hideous is that? I am, you know what? President Trump is doing exactly what we asked him to do. That was his mandate, and he's doing it. And Vance,
in fact,
I loved Vance jumping in Zelensky's ass. Because normally vice presidents don't say much. Well, he right away started on Zelensky.
I think that was after, I think it was 25 minutes, 29 minutes of Zelensky whining, you know, and he was begging and whining. If you go through the transcript, mm-hmm. the transcript really doesn't do justice to the video.
Yeah. He tried to talk over President Trump the whole time.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
The entire time. I'm surprised Trump didn't tell him to shut up, because what he was doing was disrespectful. You're in here asking for money. And then you're going to sit here and talk over the man that you're asking for the money? Imagine going to the bank and you need a mortgage. And as soon as the mortgage officer starts talking, you start talking over him. And you do it for the whole time. What kind of mortgage you think you're going to get? I hate to see that interest rate.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It was absolute. And then we find out that Democrats had met with Zelensky prior.
Well, both Democrats and Republicans, Rhinos and Dems.
Let me tell you something, right? And I mean what I'm going to say. They can't arrest me for it because I'm not threatening anybody. But as long as Obama's breathing, our country is going to be a problem. There's going to be problems in our country, serious problems. And our president is going to be, in my opinion, in danger.
Well, I think that's an accurate statement.
And look what he's doing. He's trying, and what you mentioned about the books and his whole presidency. And you know, during Biden's presidency, there were things wrong, absolutely. And it isn't until, really, I guess because nobody wants to admit that they're mired into their eyeballs in crap. You know what I mean? It was actually, when you look back at it, it looks even worse.
Oh, yeah.
You know, as opposed to, you know, when we were in it, because we were in it, Doug, you and I, the last, did I rejoin forces with you, what, 4 years ago?
And rejoined,
we were,
yes.
Yeah, we were, you know, we were fighting, you know, to get Trump in the White House. And we were, you know, slamming Biden and the Democrats and everything. And when I look back at it, I'm like, we should have got madder or something, you know, so because it was absolutely a toilet bowl. And maybe it's because this breath of fresh air that we're getting. What I like about Donald Trump is Donald Trump reminds me, and what him and Elon are doing right now reminds me of when business owners would come to me when I was in the restaurant business, in that industry, and they would hire me. They would come to a restaurant I was working at, and they would walk right in and make me a job offer and literally have a company car in the lot for me and offer me just extraordinary amounts of money and a signing bonus, you know, cash bonus.
Yeah.
If I would come and straighten up their operations. And I would. And I would go in just like these guys did. I'd walk in and
I mean, you're fired. You're fired. We're going to cut here.
And the best part was I had people to draw from. So if I walked in and fired 10 people, I had 10 people there the next morning, you know, people that I had worked with that, you know, had vowed their allegiance to me many times because of the way I did things.
Sure.
And I was always a good investment for an owner to walk in and offer the money to because I would give them back their operation that they had watched.
Which is the ultimate goal.
And that's what Trump
is doing with the U.S., giving it back to the mm-hmm. people. And people argue this point. Look, he's not Hitler. He's not, as much as people want to paint him, he's not that.
No. He's a good man that Doug last night spoke about God many times.
Yeah.
And you know what? He knows what happened in Butler, Pennsylvania, that he was spared.
Oh, yeah.
He knows that.
And yeah, believe me, he does.
And he's on a mission because he's going to do what you and I have always said. He's going to give the country back to God.
Yes.
And those Democrats could be damned.
And they are.
Al Green, they didn't slam him hard enough when they were leaving the building.
Yeah.
That little snot knob, you know what? And kudos to Johnson for saying something.
You know? Well, I think they had to start out that way. Otherwise, it would have been a lot worse.
Yeah, it would have got out of hand. And did you notice how tense Secret Service looked last night?
I really didn't, but no,
tense,
I didn't see
Doug tense.
And that's a problem when you really in that venue. If you're that's a problem.
Yeah, the ones that were near Vance, they were tense.
Yeah.
They were, combat eyes, baby.
Man.
On the lookout. I mean, combat eyes. You know, when you're just waiting for a shadow to move out there.
Well, and you know, the lead up certain, to that.
Yeah, there's a certain look. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about.
So. Oh, yeah.
That, and they were, those guys were there, and thank God for those guys. They were on the job last night and doing their job.
And by the way, that's how you can identify anyone who goes into, we'll say, a bar setting or a party, for example, a cocktail party. I don't know if you do, fine. But you can pick out the bodyguards. You can pick out the law mm-hmm. enforcement just by their body language. Okay.
Oh, yeah. And you should be able to.
Well, yeah. I mean, you're
there to watch over, and that's your job, and that's you can't miss a thing.
No,
they
no.
only got to be right once.
And that's the thing
right.
too.
You got to be right every time, baby. I used to do personal security many moons ago, and you've got to be right every time.
Yeah.
No ifs, ands, or buts. I mean, and. Better safe than sorry. I mean, I don't know how many times I've said, hey, look, I'm sorry, but it looked like, You know what I mean? If I felt that I was a little harsh.
Well,
that's your job.
Exactly. Exactly.
But I, overall, minus the Democrats, it was a great evening.
Yes, I thought so as well.
And I was very proud of President Trump last night. I really,
99 minutes. And that hot mic moment, with J.D. Vance talking to Johnson saying, I don't know how you could do that, or I don't know how anyone could do this for 90
minutes. He is a machine. The man, look at his campaign trail. The man is a machine.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what people around the world need to understand, especially, I'm telling you right now, I'm ready to strangle Canadian politicians. I'm actually getting angry, Doug. Because they're talking about my country. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And let me tell you something. When I'm in Canada and the Canadians start with that anti-American sentiment, it's strong. You know what I mean? It is. And I'm like,
next
you know
time
what?
Up there, Mounties are going to be picking you up now. Okay, go ahead. Continue.
And I'm like, you know what? They need to be grateful for Americans.
You would think.
Because the reason that they've got, two minesweepers in their entire freaking Navy, they don't have an aircraft carrier. I don't think they have 30 jets that are running, that fly. The reason they don't have a military is because we've always been the military, and nobody's going to mess with Canada. That's why Putin hasn't marched across into Canada, because it's attached to the United States of America.
That's true.
And I'm going to tell you right now, Trump's going to get it back to where it's supposed to be, where people respect the United States of America. What's been going on, they can't respect. What happened before, even in Iraq, you couldn't respect. But we could build it back up to what it was. When I was in the Army, people loved us, man. People loved us. I'm telling you, when I walked through an airport in uniform, people dug it. I mean, people held doors open for you. Sir, little kids would run up to you. I'm telling you, they loved us.
So what changed post-Vietnam? If you go back to 75, 74, even far... Far below that.
And I was in.
What happened?
A lot of what happened is what we did in the Middle East. That's where we really started tanking. When Reagan was in, it wasn't so bad. South Americans didn't necessarily like us. And what they were saying earlier, somebody, I think it was Austin was saying, or you, about the Clintons and the dope in Arkansas. That's all true. Do not think that's not true, okay? I'm going to tell you right now, I know.
Oh.
Okay, I'm just, that's true.
Yeah.
We were heavily, when we were buying missiles, okay, for Iraq. You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and all our missiles around, and then we had deals with the Contras and all that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why anybody would even fathom in their head that dope wasn't involved.
Barry Seal, Ollie North.
Yes.
All of the.
Yes.
Yeah.
How could you even fathom just by geographical location and you have the ability to buy missiles? Come on. These weren't walnut exports. It wasn't like an extraordinary amount of coffee was discovered and we were able to buy missiles. Dope was involved.
And lots of it.
Man, I mean,
the two kids on the railroad tracks.
Unbelievable, Doug.
Yeah. Oh.
You know what it is? I guess you don't want to think the bad things about your country.
Well, some point you have to come clean and understand they did some bad. And it's not the people of the country. It's the element of it's that rot within the government,
And I used to tell people that were upset with the military, I'd say, whoa, I don't write policy. I enforce it. I don't write it. And I would say, I would say that. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm so glad Trump is the president. If Harris had got in, Doug, there would be a conscription.
Oh, there and would kids, have to be.
Kids would be going to Ukraine, American kids. And I don't want to see a drop of American blood shed over there except for Alexander. Who? I forgot. Never mind.
Hey, Eric the Tech, can you put up page one next to RT? U.S. planes carrying arms to Ukraine were turned around mid-flight. In place of me, if you can put up that page one. And RT, I don't know whether you saw this, but this is, or there you go. U.S. planes carrying arms to Ukraine were turned around mid-flight. This is President Trump saying, hey, you know what? No more military aid for you. No soup for you.
What is it? F-A-F-O.
There you go.
I'm getting a T-shirt with it on it because I dig it.
I think most alpha males feel the same way or should feel the same way.
Zelensky was a little snot. He absolutely. And now he's crawling back.
Yeah.
Now he's crawling back. Now, so what does that say to everybody? He needs to say a bunch before anybody gives him anything. And he needs to talk to the leaders of the world and to the Canadas and all that and tell them, you had better change what you're going to say about President Trump and what you've been saying about President Trump. That kid had better start singing a different song. Because this crap where 15 prime ministers and all, you know what? You're just going to get yourselves in trouble, people.
And remember, what, 11 years ago, he was playing the piano with his unit, you know, in working clubs in Ukraine. And then Victoria Nuland comes along with Biden and the Biden crime family as well. Mm-hmm. You know, Nuland passing out cookies in Maidan and in the Maidan Square. And color revolution. You had Brennan involved. You had all of the usuals involved. I mean, folks, and George H.W. Bush, George W. Clinton, they were all involved up to their eyeballs in Ukraine and getting this cranked up.
And it's, you know what? I don't care what anybody says. It's just a gigantic money laundering operation there.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. We've got one of the world's largest sex trafficking rings are in Ukraine.
Yeah, everything you can think of, including the 43 or 46 biolabs, too.
And just think about it. Like, if you go online and you were to say to someone, hey, I want to find a girl online for sex, where would I look? What would they say to you? Ukraine.
Yeah.
Would they not?
Okay. Well, yeah.
And then Tucker Carlson was talking about how they got popped selling American weapons on the black market for 20 cents on the dollar.
Okay. Yes. Yes.
You know, you're asking for the, because people think that, well, they write a check, $350 billion, and they send it over there. No. Okay. Some goes in cash, but a lot of it goes to U.S. weapons manufacturers right here in the States. Okay. So they get the contracts. Then they send it to Ukraine. Now, out of that, stop and think about that. All that money over, you know how everything's overcharged to the Pentagon. That money, that's what the kickbacks come out of. We're talking the money just to the weapons manufacturers. That's where your kickbacks and all the stuff that flows backwards to all the people that were especially sitting over on the left. And don't think the rhinos aren't in on it, too. These people sitting on the left, they're actually, and I don't care what they say, they need the finances gone through. Okay.
And therein lies the issue on social media, folks. I don't know how many people follow this, but a lot of people were crying or were yelling, look, naming the members of Congress who just a few years ago were only worth, you know, a couple hundred grand. And now it's millions that they're worth, their net worth. Yeah. So where did this money come from? And that's a great question.
Wonder. Even Warren, who's really only worth about $12 million, But the point is with Warren is she's trying to say it was all real estate.
Yeah, that's not true. Trevor Loudon wrote a great book, House on Americans. It wrote volumes, and Elizabeth Warren, he did the chapter. I'm trying to see if I have it on my desk. I don't have it on my desk. I don't have the right copy on my desk. But Warren, her husband, and really, I'm going to say the family of Pocahontas really made their money. Well, it was certainly wasn't through their her salary. No.
And she's, you know, she's just a woman. I don't understand how she gets elected because all she does is lie. She gets caught in her lies, and they still let her. She shouldn't be sitting in any house in our government. She should not be there.
No, okay? I totally agree.
And what's up with this Hakeem Jeffries? Where did this turd come from? Man, this guy. And the thing is, he's responsible for that, for their behavior last night.
Hakeem Jeffries is obviously...
He's a minority leader.
And I mean, don't get me started with that.
He's been cultured. He was like kind of like Obama. They scratched him up out of the ghetto, and it's like they're trying to groom him for something. But his kid's never going to see president. Never.
No, not
happening. No. And I just, you know what I saw last night. I was appalled, Doug. I was absolutely appalled. We've got the country, they're starting to get it going in the right direction, and there's going to be some rough spots. None of this stuff happens, overnight. And it's not just all Democrats were not showing up for work as federal employees. Okay. There were Republicans too. So there's going to be a lot of shakeup. There's going to be there's going to be a bit of a mess, but what
okay. Now think about, I think one of the most dramatic changes that we've seen is with the southern border. Now we have a problem at the northern border too. Okay. Obviously we've got fentanyl coming through the northern border. We've got,
which is also from China.
Which is coming from China. That's correct. Really, all the components for fentanyl and fentanyl is coming from China, either to Canada or to Central America or Mexico, generally Mexico. And then the other more refined product is going to Canada. The components are going south. Okay, but having said that, You've got now this fight, and think about this. I want to play this for everyone, and Arte, I want you to see this as well. There was a hearing today, and the four mayors of sanctuary cities were present at these hearings. Folks, did you see this in the chat? I'm looking at the chat. I don't know how many people saw these hearings or clips of these hearings. There were two clips I've got here. The first one, Byron Donalds. Grilling Democratic mayors, asking them about the taxpayer dollars that are being spent on illegals. You had the mayor of, you had that Wu character, good Lord, of Boston, Wu, the Chinese national. Like, I don't even know how the heck that happens. You also had New York mayor. You also had Chicago, and I think Denver. I could be wrong on Denver, but check this out, and think about the where possible. Think about the number or the amount of money your tax dollars are being spent on these illegals, and this blew my mind when I saw it. Byron Donalds doing the questioning. It's just a brief 2 minutes. This is cut six. It'll be video six in the show notes. Byron Donalds, here it is, and then your comments on the other side.
did your city spend on illegal immigration? Do you have a round number?
Over the last couple of years on all newcomers, whatever their status was, it's around $79 million since 2022.
$79 million. Mayor Johnson, Chicago. How much has the city of Chicago spent on illegal immigration?
If you're referring to the 2022 up to 2024 of the buses coming from Texas, roughly the same percentage of the state of Texas, about 1% of our overall budget.
What is that? Because we don't have the city's budget in front of me. Numbers.
It's 1%, and if you want the actual calculation, we can make sure someone...
You're the mayor. You don't have the math in front of you.
It's 1% of the overall budget over the last
right,
4 years.
That's why you're a failing
which
mayor.
Which is
mayor
the same
Adams,
number that was sent from
how much did the city of New York actually spend on
Texas.
Illegal immigration? Mayor Johnson, I already asked you. You don't have a hard number. And if you don't have a hard number, you're not running your city well. Mayor Adams, how much did the city of New York actually spend on illegal immigration?
$6.9 billion of taxpayers.
$6.9 billion of taxpayer money on a problem that was fostered on the American people. Mayor Wu, in the city of Boston, how much did you spend?
We don't ask about immigration status and delivering citizens.
You don't ask about how much money the city of Boston has spent on illegal immigration? Are you out of your mind?
We don't distinguish between immigration status.
Do you manage your budget or not, Mayor Wu?
That is how we keep
our city safe. Mayor Wu, do you manage your budget or not?
We have the numbers to prove it. I manage my budget. I have a AAA bond rating dating back 10 years.
So to the city of Boston, just understand that your mayor does not care how much of your resources she has spent on people who are not citizens
of the city of Boston. The city of Boston is sick of having people outside Boston telling us
what we need. I have a question for you because I understand Cato's perspective when it comes to illegal immigration. I understand that the Cato Institute for a long time has had a standard of actually having open immigration into the United States. Generally speaking, I don't want to get into specific.
We support legal immigration.
Okay, you can cut this. I could care less of what that guy says or anyone else.
I could listen to that guy beat him up all day long, though.
But yes. So now think about that. So, my question to you.
And why would you come to that hearing not know those numbers? You know that's why you're going to the hearing.
They know those numbers.
They do.
I mean, unless they're total morons, which I wouldn't discount, but okay. Yeah. All right. But okay, now, how can President... And see, here's... You have these whack jobs for mayors. I mean, hell, you have we had a black mayor in Illinois that was just bounced out for, I mean, she went nuts. She was, I can't remember her name, where she was buying stuff, buying houses. I mean, doing all sorts of things. I mean, ripping the city off. It was, I think it was a suburb of Chicago. I don't know. Or I think it was a suburb of Chicago. Anyway, but these people are anti-American, right? So, okay, I'm going to play this, RT, and then you could take it from here. But in response to what she heard, this is ultimately what happened at this hearing of these four mayors. So Representative Anna Paulina Luna, check out what she says. This is about a minute and a half, I think. Check out what she is going to do. Based on what she heard today. This is cut 7, video 7 in the show notes, HagmanPI.com. Watch this.
So you don't believe that banning the transfer of individuals into ICE custody for the purpose of civil immigration enforcement encourages illegal immigration into Chicago? Or how about agencies, or agents not being able to stop, arrest, or detain individuals based solely on their immigration status or administrative warrant?
So we comply with all laws, local, state, and federal.
To me, after this line of questioning, it's very clear that these policies that you have all implicated are active and alive and well in your cities are in direct violation with U.S. Title 8, Code Subsection 1324, and is a federal offense. But you all speak about a broken immigration system, and yet here you guys are aiding and abetting in that entire process. I want to be very clear about something. Open border policies, which is something that you guys are talking about, hurts people on both sides, meaning the people that are coming here illegally and then American citizens as well. I do not think you guys are bad people, but I think that you are ideologically misled. which is why, unfortunately, based on your responses, I'm all going to be criminally referring you to the Department of Justice for investigation. And as soon as I leave here, these will be going over to Pam Bondi. I'm not doing that in an effort to bully you guys, but I do believe that your policies are hurting the American people, and you can make that known with the evidence that you can present to the Department of Justice. But if you guys continue doing what you're doing, you're not going to help anyone. You're going to hurt more people, and that's exactly why I'm tired of it. The American people are tired of it. And, Chairman, I yield my time.
Would you yield your last?
So, your thoughts? I mean,
get them. Get them, baby. Do it to it. You get these girls going on something out there, I'll tell you what.
Well, I do hope Pam Bondi puts up her...
Something. She needs to get off her ass and start producing things.
Yeah, I mean...
Okay, she's... she hasn't even produced a really good explanation. And what she said about the Epstein files, our biggest fear is going to come true, that the file will be corrupted.
Yes.
And there will be redactions, and the people that need to be prosecuted and put in prison or hunted down and killed, we're not going to have their names.
Well, okay. So from an investigative viewpoint, Randy Taylor, answer me this. You have Ghislaine Maxwell sitting in a country club. Okay. Obviously.
Not a J6 jail cell. No. That's not a country club.
Right. Which I think, I think the DC gulag would be a pretty good place for her.
Yep.
But answer me from an investigative viewpoint, why there is no getting her into an I&I room, interview and interrogation room, okay, and sitting her down. Or maybe they have, and saying, okay, here, hand her a legal pad and a pen, a couple of pens in case one runs out of ink. Start writing.
Yep.
Okay, I mean,
And you better not have any holes in your memory.
Yeah.
Because she knows. She knows everything.
And is Epstein even dead?
No, he's not dead, Doug. I told you that I swear to God I saw him. I kid you not, with a really good looking girl in Canada. I'm telling you, I drove past him in the parking lot like this. Like I'm here, I could have reached over and touched him.
Really?
I kid you not. And I'm good with faces.
Well, I got to tell you this real quick. I was working a case. I was up in Lake Placid, New York, and I went into this bar. Had really great wings up there, and I don't remember what it was. So I love their chicken wings, and I ordered chicken wings to go to eat in my hotel room because I had my dog with me at the time, and they got her chicken nuggets, by the way. But anyway, I saw the unibomber.
Details, people. Details are important.
What the hell am I? But I thought I saw the unibomber there. Okay. I could have sworn. I looked at, you know, they had the sketches. But in your case, okay, let's get back to Epstein. Because I know the feeling. I even told my wife, I said, I think I saw the unibomber.
Yeah. I told my wife immediately. I swear to God, I just saw Jeffrey Epstein drive past me. You know, it floored me.
Well, okay. So
it's one of them ones where you can't, because I turned around and everything, and I couldn't. He was gone.
You know, in the case of Jeffrey Epstein,
that was, I believe that was a Mossad.
Oh, absolutely.
An asset. And he's probably already had plastic surgery, and he's off living.
He's probably in Tel Aviv down there, you know.
Oh yeah, I mean he could be in the Caribbean, but he's living the life. Nobody knows who this guy is. He's got money. He's going to live. And Maxwell, I would think she would be infuriated by that. You know,
if she knows,
I would. You know what I would do? I would like have somebody slip her the information and some pictures of him in a hammock with a chick. I know. I mean, I would. I would piss her off because a pissed off Ghislaine Maxwell would be a fantastic asset.
And that's, you know what? That's what they could do. They could piss her off and then, like, give her a day to think about it. Mm-hmm. Okay. And women, you
Hell, she'd be calling them. She'd be yelling at the guards. Get Blondie on the phone.
Yeah, right. And then set her in front of a televised hearing. Mm-hmm. There you go. Of course, if that would happen, she'd probably say, and you, representative, and you over here, you're on that list, and so are you. So, you know, they couldn't do that, obviously, but
yeah, you know what? We have great ideas when it comes to that stuff, and they would work. But you could, in a controlled environment, you could do that, burn her where she's pissed off at Epstein. You could get her pissed off. But it's just like I always said that they should give me people that wouldn't talk, Islamic terrorists that wouldn't talk, give them to me.
Okay. Oh yeah.
Because I would be out in the country. I would have a barn. I would bring three or four from wherever, whatever prison. Bring them separated. Let them know.
That's right.
I would let them see each other before they got on the jets. Okay. Then we would separate them. Then I would have plastic caricatures done of rubberized face, the whole Hollywood bit. And I would have had a pit in the room with what looked like dead pigs and their friend's face floating to the surface. And I would tell them, you don't answer the questions, that's where you're going to be. We got 15 minutes.
We can do that.
I mean, your buddy wouldn't answer the question, so answer the questions, inshallah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guarantee you don't need waterboarding and all that stuff. Forget that.
Well, that's a humane. No, that's humane torture, waterboarding. Yeah. Okay. Seriously, yeah. That's how they characterize it. But
I would have done that. If you can trick somebody into giving up the goods, I think it's so much sweeter.
Yeah, there was a situation where somebody had said, well, we can't get a certain bit of information. I was talking to a cop and, I'd love to, but can't get the information. I said, I'll tell you what, walk away and, come back in 10 minutes and I'll have the information for you. And I can't do that. Well, no, you can do that. You just don't want to do it.
Yeah.
I just can't do it, you know. Yeah, but you know, we've got to stop playing by the rules, I think.
Yep. Especially if we're not at the police station. Go make a radio call, you know?
Yeah, I mean.
No, I totally agree. I'm so, with some people, you would have to take the gloves off. Some of the justice that needs done in this country, I don't know how we're ever going to get them in a courtroom. I don't know.
Do you think Blondie is and Patel and or, do you think they're up to... I don't like the idea of Cash Patel, you know, spending the first couple of days moving his bodybuilding equipment into his office. All right, screw that. All right, sit down, shut up, get to work.
And I had a problem with Bondi walking around removing pictures.
Yeah,
of the previous. You know what?
Yeah, tell somebody else to do that.
You get the janitor to do that. Okay, yeah. And tear them off the wall and burn them out front. That's fine.
Okay,
like we're the ceremonial shit. I don't care about. Let's get justice going. This stuff has to be done. And I know there's titans of industry that are on those lists. And I don't give a damn. If their country collapses or their company collapses because they were going down and having sex with minors, then so be it. They don't deserve to have a company anyway. But why would you want to give them your money?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Bring these people down.
And Adam Schiff as well.
Man, is he pushing the limit or what? Talk about a dummy. Yeah, keep poking the bear, stupid.
Yeah.
Just keep poking the bear there, buddy. I mean, he's this far from going to prison. He seems to forget that he committed treason and lied about a president.
It's meaningless when there's no punishment.
That's what I'm saying. Doug, how are we ever going to right the wrongs if they don't get moving and get these people into court and get them into Supermax? Okay.
That's right.
How are we ever going to right these wrongs? What's going to happen? It's going to end up the people are going to have to take care of it. And in truth, I don't care. Get it done.
I'm going to tell you right now, if the people have to do it, it's going to be a hell of a lot bloodier, a hell of a lot worse.
It could be done a lot easier to just have the legal system handle it. And if they're innocent and they can prove they're innocent in court, then so be it. No, I'm cool. Everybody gets their day in court. So be it.
Yep.
But if you don't take them to court and that doesn't happen, then guess what? What if they were innocent? There's going to be people out there on the street that are assuming they're guilty.
That's a great point. Great point.
And it could cost them their life in the long run. Everyone gets their day in court. And if you're innocent, whoever's on that list, okay, you need to establish that. And I don't think just because your name appears on a flight log means that you were having sex with minors. But if we see your name more than once on flight logs, then there's questions that come up. You know what I mean? I could see anybody flying down there the first time thinking that, you know, hey, we're going down, there's a big lunch, you know, whatever. You know, it's a business thing, you know, it's a business. Yeah. Okay. I could see that. And then getting down there and being totally shocked, you know, or going, oh my God.
You also have to understand, too, different purposes. Now, look, it doesn't make it right. You're dealing with a bad person, a corrupt person. But sir, if you're.
Kids deserve it, Doug?
Oh, hell yeah.
Don't those kids deserve justice?
Yes. Yeah.
Those children deserve justice. Those little girls that are marred for life deserve justice. And all this thing that's going on, all this crap that's going on. And, you know, Hillary Clinton should be in court. She should be in court. And she should be in there, and people should be prosecuting her. And if she's innocent, let her prove she's innocent. I don't think she is. And Huma Biden, is that the
Abedin
name? Abedin.
Yeah.
Her little stinking ass needs to be in court, too, along with that Wiener guy.
His laptop.
I'm done with all of them.
I'm going to tell you.
Why is that a secret? Why is the slush fund list for Congress a secret? Why isn't that public record?
It's our money.
It should be on their website.
Yeah.
And the fact that it's not is bullshit, Doug. It's wrong. It's absolutely wrong. And that's what I want to see Trump fix. Post that on the website and see how the next election goes.
And right? you'd be surprised at how many the women on there. Okay, just saying.
We should really push for that. I don't know how we would do that. The
one thing that I really when President Trump when he was running the first time with under lock her up, I really think the mistake he made was not locking her up, but or not putting her, calling her to account for all of the crimes. And look, I believe some are still within the statute of limitations. I'm sorry, my mind went blank there. So I really think that we should go after Hillary as well as Bill, as well as Gates and others for a lot of things.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead. You got the final word here in the last couple of minutes. So final statement.
I'm thrilled to see President Trump with actual plans, and he's actually moving things in the right direction. We need to absolutely stand behind him. I mean, if you hear somebody talking in a room and they're talking against him, you need to call them out. Okay? Get behind this president. All right? Let's turn this country back to God. Give it back to God. He gave us this gift 250 years ago. It's the most beautiful thing in the world. It's the gift he gave us. And let's not lose it, okay? Let's give it back to him, okay? I want to give a shout-out to Sister Cattle Prod. I'm sure she's there in the chat, but I know, you know what, this woman emails me all the time and is a faithful follower on Twitter. And I just wanted to say thank you to her. I want to say thank you to all our followers on Twitter. You know, we really appreciate you. And we're not there for quantity. We're there for quality, and we got the quality. So thank you. Thank you, our listeners on Twitter. Mike, Hildo, everybody.
Amen to that. Yeah, more than 100. And it really, the numbers are really meaningless because you're telling me if you have 3 million followers, you know who they are. You know, it's, but that's not what it's all about. It's about cover. It's about having your back, folks. Mm-hmm. Your back. Mm-hmm. We have your back.
And ladies and gentlemen, we got a lot of work to do. We need, please, we need your support. We really do. I know times are tight, but we need your support.
Well,
this platform, I think, does a very important job, and I'd like to think we're worth a cup of coffee a month.
Would like that, you know. And thank you. We are out of time, folks. Thanks for joining us in the chat. Thank you so much.
Well, everybody in chat, I forgot to mention that. You got some great people on here that just fantastic.
All right.